One thing that we're trying to do is to make the areas that are closest to the shops and the restaurants that are right on Broadway and right in the heart of our downtown, to give them some more short-term parking so that we can get turnover, more customers, more visitors, more diners into those areas. So specifically, we've made some changes in a lot that's on Putnam Street in between Phila and Spring Street, where we've added some three-hour spaces instead of the more long-term spaces that were there. But what we've done is we've retained long-term 24-hour spaces immediately across the street, just one block further away from Broadway, on the lot that is on Spring Street adjacent to Congress Park. We've also made some changes recently with respect to the Woodlawn lot, that's the multi-story lot, where the lowest level, the first level of that lot, is a three-hour lot, and then everything above that is still the long-term lot that it had been. Again, so what we're trying to do is we're hoping that with this plan, through some time management, we'll be able to get more customers, more diners into the shops and the restaurants in the downtown area to give them a healthy chance.
When does this take effect? Has it taken effect already?
So we had a meeting at the city council that authorized this about a month ago. We're starting to get the signs. We had to order signs for it. And so the signs are starting to go up currently. I think the signs on the Putnam Street lot went up yesterday.
Okay, so obviously there's an eye toward doing this before, you know, the summer track season and the big tourism boom, right?
I think that would be helpful. It's not just for track season. This is a a plan that's more permanent in nature, but it'd be great to get it in place by track season. Yes.
So in terms of the overall numbers of spots, is there a net change in the amount of long-term spots that were available before this plan that are now currently available?
There'll be fewer net long-term spots in the downtown area. But remember, many of the side streets that feed into the downtown area have parking that is long-term as well. So it just means that the employees, the people who are more familiar with the downtown area, will know that they have to go a little bit further out to find their parking, so that the visitors who aren't as familiar with our downtown will have the marked lots that are closer to Broadway.
Your press release about this notes that parking has been a concern in the downtown for a long time, and that's always becoming more acute. So are there other plans in the works to address this beyond what you've announced today?
Well, I mean, the first is obviously the city center is working on a garage that will add spaces for the downtown area. And so I think that'll be well approved. We are continuing to plan, and I would like to work on an even longer term solution for managing our parking problems. But we don't have anything to roll out in that regard yet.
Let me just ask you about one other thing. The last time we spoke with you, I think it was about the retirement of Chief Veach from the police department. Is there anything you can update us about that job as we stand today?
Sure. Well, the job is a civil service position, and so we need to get the results back from the civil service test before we can start interviewing for the job. So it's my desire to fill the job in a permanent way as quickly as I can, but I can't do that until I have the results from the civil service test back.